Hey there, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Mexicans. Are you tired of running and hiding from the drug cartels and corrupt police officers? Do you fear Ebola may infect you or your family? Maybe it's time for you to take that long American vacation you only dreamed about. Come to Dilley, Texas. You might even get to meet Governor Greg Abbott as you move into your new luxury apartment. Move easily from your living quarters to the many playrooms. Enjoy the communal area stocked with a variety of snacks and drinks. Relax in the library and stay fit in the exercise room. You and your children will be impressed with the outdoor park-like settings. Even better, free instruction from state-certified teachers. You'll receive things that no American veteran will ever get. Should you fall ill after your arrival, don't worry, your plan includes free medical care. And while you're enjoying a plethora of educational and recreational opportunities, you will be able to entertain your illegal friends and relatives. Don't worry about breaking the law. Your taxpayer-supplied attorneys will take care of everything. Come to Dilley, Texas.
Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But when President Trump asks Ukraine to investigate corruption, the Democrats want to impeach him. And their media lapdogs fall in line. They lost the election. Now they want to steal this one. Don't let them.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Gun companies make billions of dollars selling guns, but they won't be standing beside you if you have to use their guns.
Baker 4, shots fired at Mound at 18. Baker 4 is requesting assistance.
So what is the answer? Selfdefensefund.com. $1 million to protect you in criminal and civil legal matters. All 50 states, U.S. territories, and tribal land. The sad truth. If you defend yourself, your home, your business, your place of worship, you could be charged with public endangerment, intimidation, assault, manslaughter, murder. If you go it alone, winning the lawsuit could cost your entire life savings. Losing the lawsuit could mean huge fines and imprisonment. If you legally defend yourself, you could face a lawsuit and possibly lose your assets, maybe face jail time. Others lobby, we fight. Our members are protected. Membership offers training classes. Learn how to avoid an attack, not just survive one. Members have $1 million for criminal and civil protection for just $12.50 per month. What can the $1 million be used for? You have the advantage of multiple specialized attorneys at your side. Criminal litigation, civil litigation, expert witness, certified scientific forensic testing lab, private investigator, bail bond, victims' rights, selfdefensefund.com.
Unelected school board superintendents should not be running Texas Economic Development. You can learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Learn more at chapter313.org. Find your state rep and state senator at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy-efficient buildings, customer-friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas-owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty new manna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to newmanna.com right now for fast delivery. That's newmanna.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. You have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore? Call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org. Freedom fighters.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Live from Houston, Texas, a man who calls it like he sees it, without the normal political correctness you may have grown comfortable with. It's time for the Texas Perspective on current news and events. This show is not for the faint of heart or easily offended. Clear your desk, get your number two pencil ready. The Inquisition is about to begin.
Nobody respects the Spanish Inquisition.
If you have questions, please refer them to the chat room and make them good.
Go ahead, make my day.
The doctor is in, and he will see you now.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
And we're up. Let me get some cameras going here. Absolutely nuts today. Just crazy stuff is what I've been dealing with since I got up this morning. Ta-da! We're here. But just absolutely everything is going berserko. And we had to work on some issues this morning. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think I'm back up on YouTube somewhere. I don't know. Or not YouTube, Facebook. I'm not quite sure where. Let's see if that's where I'm at. What is that broadcasting to? It appears to be broadcasting to the Doc Green page. So we're checking that out. Yeah, we are. We're live on the Doc Green page. And hello, Lisa. Nice to see you. And who else do we have? Tim. Yeah, well, Tim's here. And can't believe all of this is happening. And of course, we want to check in over here on America Voice Radio. If I can get that to go up. California, Megafornia, Michael Rock, he said, yeah, I see you're on Facebook, and I can't comment there because I'm in Facebook jail. we got Wayne, our resident herpetologist in there, the chaplain, Tim Kelly. Yes, I'm in both places. And so we've been testing it. I got to tell you, I got into the studio. I came in early this morning because I needed to do a webinar on security systems. And so after I did the webinar, I said, you know what? We need to get this all worked out. Facebook has let me back on. And so I spent the next 3.5 hours working with XSplit and Facebook, trying to get the show where it would come up in both places. Because one thing I've learned, first of all, God bless all of the people at AVRN. AVRN.TV, because all of you guys in the chat room, I really appreciate you. But and hello, Donna, down there in Florida. Good to see you. Well, I don't really see you, but I see you. God bless you guys. But one thing I've learned is that people that normally sit on Facebook, they don't go anywhere else. They don't go anywhere else. So I've been missing some of you guys, and I'm glad to have you. There's Shannon Thomason. Shannon said he's having a little issue with somebody stalking him, and I'm thinking, do they not know who this guy is? If I was going to make a list of people that I'm going to stalk, Shannon Thomason would not be on that list, my friends. So I don't know what's up with that, but I know Shannon. I know he will deal with it one way or another. So anyway, it looks like I've been talking till I'm blue in the face because I look a little blue in the face today. But anyway, glad to see you. Shannon Thomason, he's a mayor, by the way. And there's Venus. She'd been missing me, too. And, of course, AVRN.TV. Look, I'm there every day, all the time. Somewhere, for some reason, along about an hour and 45, we have an issue with Zoom. And I don't know what it is because I pay for Zoom. It's a monthly recurring bill that I pay. So they shouldn't be shutting me off. Anyway, please, guys, do me a favor. Like and share, like and share, like and share. The other thing I would like to ask you to do is there's a new Green Brothers Band channel. And I had to get a new one because somebody was offended that I was using the Hi-Fi Doc email. And some guy I'd only ever met one time, and he thought I was rich, and so he decided to sue me for the name because he had gone to some widow woman and bought the name of her husband's old company, which was Hi-Fi Doc. And anyway, found out I was using the Hi-Fi Doc, and we're not even in the same business. I don't do what he does. I don't ever get any calls for his company. I didn't even know. But anyway, he got very upset about it. And then he found out I was using the Hi-Fi Doc channel on YouTube to promote the band, and so they got all upset about that. So I've spent all total, I guess I've got about 10 hours involved in solving that problem. And, of course, since I had to cancel the channel, we lost 5,000-plus subscribers that were, viewers of my YouTube channel. So, anyway, I'm gonna post that link in here, too, because I would appreciate it. I would be grateful if you guys would go back and resubscribe. And right now, it looks like I've only got 11 subscribers. 11 subscribers for a channel that used to have over 5,000. So anyway, I'm hoping that I can get as many of you guys as possible to go there and subscribe to that channel. I'll put the link there for the people on Facebook. I'm going to put the link here for the people that are watching on AVRN.TV. And please go there and subscribe. And I'm guest Min. I'm Min today. Min Chow. She used to be a very famous news lady here. But I can't be Min. So I'll... there we are. Set that up. One of these days, Frank's going to tell me how to log in with my site. I don't even know what that means. But anyway. So, well, 008, I got to be where I am, you know. I mean, I got to be where the people are, and most of the people, of course, are out there on Galaxy 19 in one form or fashion or another on some AM or FM station around the United States. For instance, our good friends up at in Fredericksburg at Tejas Smoke Depot, Dave and Jody up there. They play the show in the store every day, and we appreciate that very much. If you ever get around to Fredericksburg, which is a beautiful place to vacation, especially if you like wine, because there's like 9 wineries up there. So if you want to go wine, go to Fredericksburg. Okay, later on the show today, we're also going to have a young lady who's running for school board. I cannot wait to chat with her because, as you guys know, I'm vitally interested in the public school system. So what do you think about this? I think this is interesting. The Cheney daughter, she has decided that she... even though she's not ever going to get reelected in Wyoming again, she decided she's going to run for president instead. And either that or a call girl. And I figure her chances are better as a call girl than they would be for running for president. But Liz Cheney, she's just a big rhino. And there are several people that have already announced they're going to run against her. Of course, that'll be decided in the primary. And I hope that Donald Trump chooses well because he will be supporting one of her competitors. And Wyoming is a particular interest to me because, well, that's where I spent most of my formative years. Barack Obama spent most of his formative years in a Muslim country, and I spent most of my formative years in Wyoming, which used to be known as North Texas, at least part of it. And so it matters to me. I still have family up there. My mom is still up there. So my sister's still up there, and I've got various nieces and nephews up there. There is a guy named Anthony Bouchard, and right now he's serving his second term in the Wyoming State House, but he's thinking about running for Congress to replace Liz Cheney, and I think that'd be wonderful. He's a pretty sharp guy. He's got a keen eye for spotting political sleight of hand, and so we'll see if he does any good up there. He said, let me see, his political savvy, and let me read this. His political savvy as a genuine conservative is profound and extensive. He has a keen eye for spotting political sleight of hand intended to impress the voters while actually accomplishing nothing. To the dismay of the entrenched, self-serving political class, he has refused to play the game, having fought so hard in the trenches for real pro-Second Amendment legislation before assuming office. He is absolutely unwilling to support a bill that claimed to be pro-gun but severely watered down the Second Amendment in the legislative process. I assume this is in the Wyoming State House. And posturing politicians are still holding a grudge for him over that one. So, in many ways, Bouchard faces a lot of problems with Wyoming's own swamp. That is, the rhinos that pretend to be conservatives that are not. So, no doubt that the strategy of the Cheney camp will be to bring in the big money from out-of-state special interest, none of whom know anything about Wyoming. Of course, you got to remember, in the entire state of Wyoming, I think the entire population is 425,000. There are more people in Katy than there are in the state of Wyoming. So, just to give you an idea. And why is that? Because the wind never quits blowing. The wind averages 11 miles per hour in Wyoming on a day-to-day basis. 11 miles per hour pretty much every day. Now, think about that. Now, what's that mean? That means in the winter, with the wind chill factor, you're always down in the 20s or lower because it gets freaking cold up there. And in the summer, it's typically up in the hundreds. I remember many a summer being out in the hay field where it was 104 and the wind was blowing. So in the winter, it's a deep freeze, it's a blast freezer, and in the summer, it's a convection oven. So this is why a lot of people, they love to go up and visit during the 3 months out of the year when it's nice, but once they find out what the rest of the year is like, they're not so interested. So anyway, that's why the population in Wyoming is so small. The average person who moves to Wyoming lives there 3.5 years. So the same political structure that gave us Mitch, Chinese, Money McConnell, Paul, I'm a really a Democrat, Ryan, and Mitt, I don't know what the hell I am, Romney, is no friend of real conservatism. If Wyoming conservatives want an actual departure from the business-as-usual crowd to actually drain their own swamp in Wyoming, this is their opportunity to do it. And it appears that Senator Bouchard is just the guy to make that happen. So I like that. I like that. I like it a lot. So we'll see what happens with that. What else do we have going on here today? I need to get MyPillow to sponsor this show. I think I'll have to give them a call when I get a chance. But, you know, if I had to spend the whole morning every day getting all of the other stuff working, it's not going to get anywhere. Not that it really matters, but the Maricopa County judge decided to let the election audit continue at least until the Democrats object again. Judge Daniel Martin said he wouldn't extend a temporary restraining order that had halted the audit because if the Arizona Democrats had managed to post a $1 million bond. He said, I think this is a very productive and useful hearing, and I still have some thinking to do about the requested relief from the plaintiffs. He said, I'll do that tomorrow morning. Democrats filed a last-minute lawsuit seeking to block the audit because they're afraid it would expose the fraud that they engaged in to steal that election from Donald Trump down there, and to make sure that Republicans were not seated even in local elections. Arizona, as you know, they did an audit, and they found out they had almost 900,000 ballots cast by people that didn't exist or didn't live in the state, one or the other. So we're going to see what happens with that. But an injunction of even a day might derail this audit, Alexander Cludden said. He's the attorney for Cyber Ninjas, one of the four firms that are conducting the forensic study. Corey Langhofer, an attorney for the Senate, told Martin that the Senate has always intended to follow the law, but the case raised questions of what the law requires. I mean, he said, for instance, is it bad just because an election was stolen and we find out that it was stolen? I mean, does it really matter? Is that really important in the overall scheme of things? Isn't that the way the game is played? We just admit, yeah, they won that one. We'll have to see if we can stop them from stealing the next one. Rupali Desai, the attorney for the Arizona Democrat Party, put forth that she had serious issues with the security. She said, I'm really, really afraid that some people might find out what we actually did here, and that would make Democrats look bad. And then the next time we steal an election, people will automatically assume that we stole it. So similar arguments were made in the pre-hearing memorandum that she filed. The next hearing is going to include oral arguments on a motion by Cyber Ninjas to keep some of its submissions under seal. The company argues that the filings contain sensitive information detailing its personal security and the chain of custody procedures and operations. Chain of custody, of course, is something that doesn't exist in a Democrat mind. Martin also granted a flurry of motions to file amicus briefs by Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, whose objective is to hobble the audit in every possible way, once again, so that people do not find out that Democrats stole the election, because then it will be that much harder to convince people that the next election they steal was honestly stolen. So, I don't know. But here's the deal. Here's why it doesn't matter. I don't think there's an honest court anywhere in the land. I don't think there are five honest judges in the entire United States. I just don't. Change my mind. And let's suppose they did. Let's suppose they put it into court and the court said, yep, definitely fraudulent. Well, then what? Then what? Is there, would the governor at that point have the balls to stand up and say, okay, we're throwing out the entire election, we are withdrawing our electoral votes, we are calling this thing a fraud, and we are calling upon the other five states involved in this to also do their due diligence and do the same thing. And let's suppose they did. Let's suppose you did have the balls to do that. And then let's suppose the other five states had the balls to do it, too. I know. Where the hell am I? Disneyland, right? The world of fantasy, suspending disbelief. Suppose they all did it. At that point, how in the world would anybody even be willing to go back and say, all right, the entire election is fraudulent, Donald Trump is still president, we're going to have a new election to make sure he's still president? Or, obviously there's so much fraud here, Donald Trump is clearly the president, he is clearly reelected. So he should just simply go to Washington, D.C., tear down that wall, and take his seat in the White House or in the Capitol. That's what should happen. But it ain't going to happen. Nobody's going to go up there and say, that's it. We are now doing a reset. We are going back to November 3rd, 2020. Any legislative effort that has taken place after that is officially null and void. Every executive order that was passed after that is officially null and void. Now that, my friends, would be the Great Reset. And that's what I would like to see. That's what should happen. But could it happen? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Mental masturbation, folks. This is what we're engaging in here. Because there's no possible way. Everyone has chosen to believe a lie. Nobody is ever going to go back and tell the truth. I mean, in Georgia, they're talking about there are probably 600,000 illegal votes in the Georgia election. Yes, it should be thrown out. It should be gotten rid of. It should be done. But it isn't going to happen. The only thing that I see happening here is that we will have a war. And it won't be a civil war, my friends. There'll be nothing civil about it. Going to hit the first break. We're going to be right back on Right Side of the Mic. And like and share. And Jim Monk, I will find that friend request and respond to it. Be right back on Right Side of the Mic.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy-efficient buildings, customer-friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas-owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty NewManna food for your family.
be prepared, and know your family is safe. Go to newmana.com right now for fast delivery. That's newmana.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. You have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore? Call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org. Freedom fighters.
I defend my kids. Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animal.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.
Man, I don't know what happened. That break was over before I started it, so I don't know what's happened. Anyway, Jim Monk, we're already friends, and I just checked on it, so I don't know anything beyond that. Let's get back to where we were. Now, this is how Facebook works. I published on Facebook the link to this Polish pastor that kicks out the Canadian Gestapo thugs from his church service not once but twice. And I had zero views. And I was trying to figure out why I had zero views. And I found out the reason why I had zero views was because, first of all, it doesn't follow the line on COVID. And secondly, because it comes from WeLoveTrump.com. So those two things prevented it from being shown to anyone else. So it's just nuts that we have to put up with this kind of stuff. But this is what we have to put up with. But I'm going to see if I can play this audio, and let's see if we can get it here. And
Well, friends, we have a SWAT team in our church again, coming, authorities. So I'm going to go out and see what they want. Yes. Oh,
hello, Walter.
Hi, Arthur. I wonder if I could just give you a copy of the report order. This is for you. It basically outlines the fact we have the right to enter today. What I would really...
Please, you don't have to get into our personal space. Thank you.
Well, you're in my personal space, so...
Can I explain to you, Arthur?
I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Can I explain to you?
I'm reading.
Okay. What we'd want to do is make sure that we're not going to disrupt anything with the service. The idea
You have a wrong. What? This is not street church. This is not street church. You have a wrong.
Both things are actually on there. Both churches are detailed on there. So if we could come and do
the Cave of Adullam is not a registered organization, and this is not street church. So you have a wrong. You gotta do your homework first before you come, okay? You have a wrong.
They can't even get the church right.
That is for you, Arthur. Yeah. I will send it to you by email too, if you'd like. I just wanted to be able to come today and then at least explain the order, serve the order, and then we can stand at the back.
No, you can contact. No. You can contact my lawyer, okay? My lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say. I do not cooperate with Gestapo. I do not talk to the Nazis. You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are. Brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. You are Nazi, Gestapo, communist, fascist. I do not cooperate with Nazis. Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not welcomed here. And I'm not going to cooperate with Gestapo like you, okay? So is that fair enough for you? Talk to my lawyer.
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the order.
I'm not interested.
I at least have a conversation.
I'm not interested in talking. You see,
now once again, see, this is the case where the cops come up and they're attacking this church because they don't like the fact that they're having services and people are coming into the church, and some of the people are not, they're not wearing masks. And so they feel an absolute need to shut this church down. This is why they're here, and they're trying to explain their position. We go on with Pastor Arthur Pawlowski.
See, this is what the Gestapo is doing. You're coming to the place of worship to intimidate and to harass. So you can make an appointment. Lady, listen to me. You can make an appointment another day. You Gestapo! Another day! Not this day! Okay. Not during the church! Okay. You understand? Make an appointment! Okay! So go!
See you later on. Have a good day.
Once again, you see... Oh, you guys can't see it. I'm sorry, I'm not able to show the video here to you at this time. I may do that on a future show. But the power of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see the power in him because he was able to back those police down and they just walk away. This is the second time he has done this. This reminds me of Jesus in the garden when the Roman guards came to get him, or the temple guards came to get him, and he said, "Who is it that you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he said, "I am." And they fell back. Thank you. So, this is incredible.
Are sick. That's what you are.
You're
sick. Rightly so, you change your uniforms to black because you're exactly acting like the Gestapo of old. Sickening. What this country came to. Coming to the place of worship with their uniform, with their guns, again, during the time of worship. They could do it another time. They could do it another day. No, they are following the orders of the Führer, Hitler, communists. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wicked, evil people.
Now, see, what I want to know is why we don't have any pastors like that here in Texas or wherever you may be listening from. Why do we not have any pastors that will stand up like that? It just irritates me that we have become such sheep that we just bow down and we kiss the glove. So, Frank said, well, if they can't even be moved off of Facebook to make it over to the AVRN chat room, then how in the world would we ever have a chance of having a revolutionary war in America? Well, the man does have a point. So I don't know. Maybe we get there, maybe we don't. But I'm telling you, we need more pastors that have that kind of guts. And I just want you to hear a piece of that because, you're not going to hear it in too many other places. Now, in the other good news section, the experts are predicting we'll have a gas shortage this summer. They say that the rising cost of fuel, however, might be the least of motorist worries in the upcoming months because, well, according to CNN, Clowns Not News, they cited that the national tank truck carriers, a fuel shortage would affect millions of people as the vacations began this summer. And, of course, a lot of people right now are already on vacation because they've already lost their jobs. But the National Tanker Truck Carriers Association Executive President Ryan Streblow said that the shortage of qualified drivers may lead to empty gas pumps in some areas of the country. So that's a real possibility. And I know for a fact, since my son has a small trucking enterprise, he's had a real hard time landing enough qualified truckers to do it. And I don't know if you guys realize how difficult it is to become a trucker, but it's indeed extremely difficult to become a trucker. And the reason is because the requirements are so stringent. I mean, you would not believe the course material you have to get a commercial truck driver's license. It's very difficult. And on the Newsmaker line, we got Andy. What's going on, Andy Valadez?
Hey, Doc. You and I were having a conversation the other day. You said, this needs to be on the radio, but I was listening to the situation with Arizona election audit and what you just played, and I figured I'd call in to talk about, you know, Texas would be in the same situation if we had to push back on all this COVID lockdown stuff, election fraud, and I wanted to pick back up on the conversation to, you know, talk about how...
Yeah. So what do you what would you like to add to that, sir?
Well, so many things. Like, you know, when the edict came down from the governor, you know, it people didn't read that order, and of course we did. Mm-hmm. And of course businesses locked down, and they were getting very draconian, requiring masks, whatever. Then we launched mass resistance or unmasked resistance, and ultimately educated, you know, corporate America that, you know what, you're not the police. Mm-hmm. You know, when your customers come in, you're not a doctor. And you just have to assume that they're exempt, you know, although we had a lot of blowback from the sheet because, oh, just put on a mask. It's just a simple mask. But you had a situation where it got sinister, where if the police were called, I mean, they were willing to basically kill you if you didn't put your mask on, you know. And thankfully,
we're laughing to keep from crying, folks. That's
exactly. Of course, you know, when the barbershops and bars were closed, it took the militia to open back up. You know, that poor lady in Dallas, I think some militia group showed up, and ultimately that got the media's attention. And then when they started getting really sinister, the Democrat judge started dropping a hammer on her. All of a sudden, the governor comes in to rescue, but it was his order. It was his whole situation.
Yeah, he was rescuing her from a situation that Governor Greg Abbott actually created.
Yes. So I guess he got embarrassed, but ultimately that's what it takes to embarrass these people. It's like, dude, you know, but thankfully, even like with defending the Alamo, it took Texas Freedom Force to stand up because the government couldn't protect its own monuments. You know, they were, but again, challenging the governor, like, hey, take care of these monuments. You know, finally, after the specter of it, you know, he dispatched the DPS to take care of the monuments, you know, but, you know, it got pretty scary there at the Alamo, you know, with 150, defenders there between the police and the riot, you know, the 5,000, you know, people that wanted to destroy the Alamo or whatnot, you know.
But, indeed. So thank God for the civilian militia because, even the police chief over in San Antonio finally had the guts to stand up And salute those guys, because he realized he didn't just save the Alamo, they also saved his police officers from certain destruction.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, go back to Almost Park, he came out again to thank the Patriots. When CJ got tased, he had a tyrannical police chief. I don't know why he's still in office and how he's still able to operate, but it took, you know, 600, 800, you know, protesters, you know, armed with AR-15s or whatever, but it was a peaceful protest.
Yeah,
and I think the message got across. So thankfully, Texas, you know, we've been able to push back, and I think, you know, we got people saluting us and excited that, hey, at least Texas is still fighting for liberty. We still have issues to deal with, but also, you know, I think we owe Dr. Hotze a debt of gratitude. If he hadn't sued the governor and other folks, you know, for the election fraud that was being perpetrated in Texas, we'd be in the same situation.
Well, that's true. Of course, he could have done more on that, but I won't belabor it. And of course, by the way, you should know there's an election here in Katy right now, and there are several things on that list. We're going to be talking about that here, momentarily, as a matter of fact. So,
okay. But well, the other thing that's on our radar is this invasion. That's what they're calling it. I mean, it's open border. You got, you know, people coming in droves from not just Latin countries, but from other countries as well. The sheriffs down there have basically rallied, and they're declaring local disasters, which is more basically political. There's not any power behind it per se, because really the governor has to declare a state disaster for resources to be loose. But when the sheriff goes to, I think, the mayors and the commissioners and the city council and gets that moving, then he's got a lot more authority, and that's just deputized people or whatnot. But I was talking to a sheriff last night. I said, well, how do we get this issue resolved? And he was basically saying that really it's going to take the American people to wake up and ultimately document what they're experiencing down there. So I said, well, paint the picture. I mean, what does it look like? You know, I mean, here in Houston, whatever, we may not be dealing with the issues they're dealing with down there. He says, well, imagine, you know, 20, 25 people coming across your property every hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially at night, and you can't even go to the grocery store and leave your wife behind because, you know, you're afraid that she might be attacked.
Yes.
You know, they're checking your car doors, they're checking your home door. They're afraid to go into their barns to find out what they're going to find out, you know, ultimately trash and waste, you know, being left everywhere. So it's almost like, to me, as he painted the picture, it was almost like living in a third world country or worse, maybe, you know,
well,
with the amount of flow
yeah.
that's coming.
And I happen to have a friend that's down there on the border, and his air conditioner wasn't working in his house, so he was sleeping in his car. And about 2 in the morning, somebody jerked his car door open, and here's 4 people, and they're planning to steal his car. And I don't know what they plan to do with him, but also when he sleeps in his car, he just happened to have his shotgun there, and so he swung the shotgun over, and all of a sudden they were less interested in his car and beat a hasty path back toward the river. But
interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a case where a guy was able to defend himself. I guess he could have called the cops, said, they're stealing my car and they're killing me, and the cops would have probably been there in 30-40 minutes. And
they can't get to the calls. That's the other challenge.
No, they'd have taken the report and notified the next of kin, which, by the way, are the only 2 things you can count on the police for. So
interestingly, with the language barrier, the shotgun cut through the crack.
Yeah, that's it. It was the solution to the Gordian knot, as it were. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Universal language of, hey, leave me alone.
So, absolutely.
But interestingly, here in Houston, we have a rally that we're planning May 1st down in the Galleria District. It's not my event, but I'm helping to sound the alarm. And like I said, the people that are close to the battle basically say it is an invasion. That's the language they're using. And, of course, we're in America. We're basically asleep at the wheel. We're not realizing that, you know, they're saying 275,000 people. I don't know if that's just Texas or just the other border states. A month coming through.
That's just Texas.
Okay.
So far
wow.
this year, we've had more than 1 million people that have come across the border illegally. Most of them were given around $2,000 cash and put
yep.
on an airplane and sent to other places in the United States. So,
wow.
Great
well,
deal.
Dead
huh?
bodies in counties. You know, they think one of the, I forget the county, but he told me they found like 22 dead bodies since February. You know, for various reasons, I guess, you know.
Well, don't you love the video you see from down there, though? They got them all wrapped up in aluminum foil. They look like a bunch of little burritos. It
well,
kind of reminded me of going to Bucky's, you know, and you see all the burritos stacked up there in the tray. That's what it looked like to me.
Wow. So we're having this rally this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're definitely getting prayer intercessors, shofar blowers. We're talking with leaders of groups.
That's going to be down at the Galleria there at Post Oak and Westheimer, right off of Loop 610.
Right, on the sidewalk, on the public access. You know, but we got, I think, some Trump train people, United 45 coming and others. You know, so ultimately we're working on a press release that will go out, I think, Thursday or Friday to the media. But we're expecting a lot of media. And this crosses all demographics, it's about politics now. It's national security.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. It has everything to do with what kind of life your children are going to have in America. That's what it has to do with it.
And it's better to nip it in the bud now before it gets so bad that it becomes a humanity disaster, because we know what happens then when you have a human disaster. You know, they want to call in other countries to come aid or whatever. We don't want that.
No.
We've got to take care of our own country. But, you know, again, I'm part of the American Legion, so I've talked to leadership, and ultimately they've invited me to come to the convention May 22nd in Katy to get a committee, because one of our pillars for the American Legion is national security. Mm. And I asked them, like, hey, what are you guys doing about this? I mean, it's not politics, it's national security, and so I want them to form a committee to communicate, because we do have a law enforcement office, basically, that works at the department level, and so we have some people in former law enforcement. I said, look, you guys talk to the sheriff, so don't take my word on it. I'm just telling you what they're telling media and what they're telling these leaders that have come down there to see what's going on, and y'all figure out what the veterans, because we need veterans involved as well to be aware of this issue and how, you know, we can be of assistance, you know. So that's the other thing to be thinking about.
I hope they can do it, because I know they're deathly afraid of being seen even a little bit political, but this is not political. This is about whether or not we're going to have a nation or not at this point. So, Melody, I see her in there in the chat room. She said, yeah, whether they want to come to, they want to come to Houston or go to L.A. I do want to remind you that the reason we have all these refugee camps here in Texas is because Greg Abbott said it's okay. You can send them here. We will pay for their housing. Greg Abbott likes to back away. He likes to pretend that he can't control any of this, that it's all Biden. But that's the big lie. He could fix it all if he wanted to. It's just he has no intention. He is part of the problem, not part of the solution. And that's why I recommend that you go over to YouTube, find my video, Greg Abbott is a Democrat, Change My Mind. Listen to my case as I laid it out as a prosecution, and then you have to determine whether or not that I was correct. And so far, the last time I checked, of all the tens of thousands of views, we only had 3 thumbs down, and not a single person had even made an attempt to defend the governor after I laid out my case. So it must be a pretty good case.
Well, he waits till everything gets to a tipping point before he finally takes action. It seems like, you know, what motivated him to reverse himself on the COVID lockdown, you know, when Odessa happened, I think there were some talks in high places like, hey, man, you're not going to have a shootout with the militia. Let's calm this thing down quickly. So they left that bar open, I guess, you know, and thankfully, you know, it's like people have a right to make a living, man, and you know, everyone's violating, like, their own best practices in the medical field and the judicial field and law. You know, it's like, hear no evil, see no evil, and everybody's blaming each other for different things. It's like, dude, solve these problems. That's why we elected you.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, of course, we know what motivated him to make those changes, and that was when he came in dead last in the CPAC straw poll. Yeah.
That's what I heard. And I also heard that legislators are going to hold him to account. He can no longer do these 30-day rolling emergency declarations like he's gotten away with.
Yeah, well, we recognize it for what it is. I mean, the biggest problem with the COVID so far is it renders you unable to smell the BS that you're standing in.
Right. And I just want to say a word about these masks real quick, if I can. If you're still wearing the mask, let me just say, as a Marine veteran, and I train under nuclear, biological, chemical warfare training, every Marine did in boot camp. This is boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
But we, at MOP level 4, which is the highest risk for nuclear, biological, and chemical threat, you are wearing an entire body suit, boots, gloves, and a respirator mask. And so the respirator mask prevents particulate for nuclear matter, biological matter, and gas for chemical. So these masks that everybody's wearing, they're of no effect. I know you've talked about this on the radio, but they're of no effect. It's all kabuki. It gives everybody like an assurance or they think they're being protected. But the common wisdom is like if someone's sneezing or sick, stay away from them. You know, that's just common sense that we were given as kids. And I know you haven't and I haven't for the last, what, year and 2 months now, a year, a month. I mean, I probably have worn a mask maybe 3 or 4 times, and, you know, it's usually been at a family request. Like, my daughter was getting her braces off. She's like, "Dad, I know how you feel about the mask. You know, will you please wear one?" I said, "Okay, yeah, I will." I said, "But, you know, I wear my handgun." I said, "That's going to be a sight." She started, we both laughed on that one. But these masks, I mean, you have to lead. If you are adamant about getting freedom in America, don't wear your mask. And fight, you know, when they start asking you to put it on, if they ask you to leave a property, which I've never been asked to leave. Myself, you know, and I usually navigated the conversation with, you know, "Hey, it's against my religion," or "Hey, I've got, you know, we all have the right to breathe." You know, exert your rights, otherwise you lose them.
Well, I've got my list of restaurants that I can eat at where they don't give me any trouble. I've got my list of stores I can go into where they don't give me any trouble. But wearing a mask is not on my agenda because masks don't work. If they did work, well, New York would have already licked this problem, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they cause more health problems. I mean, people have been wearing them at work and they're driving and walking. They wear them 24 hours, it seems. You know, their health is deteriorating, you know. Exercise. Get out, get some sun, drink some water, take your vitamins, get some sleep, you know.
If you're a habitual mask wearer, you need to go to the dentist because right now gum disease is at an all-time high. Look into the risks of breathing your own exhaust for hours every day. It's devastating to your health. So
and look
the
what
cure
it's doing to the social
dynamic.
Yeah, look what it's doing to the social dynamic. You know, we can't even, you know, have conversations with people. Everybody's like avoiding people, you know, or becoming hermits or whatever because the mask gives that barrier between communication. 90% of body language is communication, right?
So, well, that was the whole plan, was to make sure that we would not be able to effectively resist this hostile takeover. So we're going to see where some of this goes. Well, I am at the top of the hour. I got to hit a break. Andy, thank you for calling in. You should call in more often.
Yes, sir. God bless. Again, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
We're going to be right back on Right Side of the Mic. Don't go away.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy-efficient buildings, customer-friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas-owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Being a
good corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. New Manna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. New Manna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty New Manna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. If you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore, call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. GasProductServices.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to txfreedomforce.org now and sign up. txfreedomforce.org.
I defend my kids.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
Hey there, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Mexicans. Are you tired of running and hiding from the drug cartels and corrupt police officers? Do you fear Ebola may infect you or your family? Maybe it's time for you to take that long American vacation you only dreamed about. Come to Dilley, Texas. You might even get to meet Governor Greg Abbott as you move into your new luxury apartment. Move easily from your living quarters to the many playrooms. Enjoy the communal areas stocked with a variety of snacks and drinks. Relax in the library and stay fit in the exercise room. You and your children will be impressed with the outdoor park-like settings. Even better, free instruction from state-certified teachers. You'll receive things that no American veteran will ever get. Should you fall ill after your arrival, don't worry, your plan includes free medical care. And while you're enjoying a plethora of educational and recreational opportunities, you will be able to entertain your illegal friends and relatives.
Don't worry about breaking the law. Your taxpayer-supplied attorneys will take care of everything. Come to Dilley, Texas.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you guys supporting my advertisers out there because that is how we manage to stay online. That's how we stay in business. And so I thank you guys for sticking with us for that. And Melody said, yeah, family members did quarantine and I was feeling kind of blah, so I kicked him outside and I immediately felt better. So, Jim said, if they're going to give me that vaccine, they're going to have to sneak up on me with a blowpipe. So anyway, we are fortunate. There is an election right here in Katy, and it's happening even as we speak. And we have one of the candidates here for the Katy School Board. Now, you guys know that I am a huge follower of the public school system. And so I would like to welcome to the show Miss Bonnie Anderson. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Thank you, Doc.
So, turn that mic about 90 degrees this way. You want to talk into the flat side of it. Yeah, push it toward me. There you are. Now.
Okay.
Yeah, now you sound better.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Bonnie Anderson, you're running for the Katy School Board. First of all, is this your first foray into politics?
It is. I'm running for position 6. First time I've been a candidate for anything.
Okay. What made you decide to do this?
Being a frustrated parent over the last year, trying to address issues with the board and being summarily ignored.
Well, I know you have at least, it looks like 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hip to that. This is not a new problem, though, Bonnie Anderson. I can tell you that I recall my youngest son, when I was dealing with him, which is, now many years ago, but probably 20 years ago at this point, when I first took him out of public school because I couldn't get anything from the public school system. Every month or so, it was a different excuse. One month it was, well, he can't write. He has a congenital hand defect, so he can't write, so he has to type all of his papers. And I said, well, let me have your penmanship materials. And I took them home, and I had a little sit-down with him and said, you're going to be in this room for a long time. You're not going to see any of your friends. You're not going to watch any TV until you can write properly. And within 30 days, we were turning in beautiful handwriting at the school. And then I had another situation. They said, well, he's retarded. We need to put him in special school. That's why he can't learn anything. He ended up becoming a Coast Guard a specialist and worked on all of their avionics equipment and search and rescue. And now he owns his own company. So.
Yeah.
And he's also a public school teacher just after he got his history degree. So he owns his own company and he's teaching public school. That's just a couple. I have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
So I'm very disgusted with the public school system because it's god-awful expensive. My taxes keep going up. So What do you think you'll be able to do about this as a school board member, Bonnie Anderson?
Well, I'd like to bring back the fiduciary oversight. We do have a spending problem. We bring in $12,000 per student, and we spend $14,000. So we're not spending within our means. In addition to that, we keep taking on more and more debt with the bond that's on the ballot right now. We're about to be in an over-leveraged position. It's interesting. The school board eliminated the position of treasurer a few years ago.
Really?
And I've been asking...
Why would they do that?
I've been asking around about that, and apparently the CFO, great guy, has a great group of professionals working for him. Financial analysis is not the problem, It's oversight. And so I guess the board decided that they can't or won't have or don't need to have oversight anymore. They trust him. But it's important for elected officials to have oversight in the spending, because elected officials will be asking questions that employees, you know, wouldn't be. And elected officials are beholden to voters, whereas employees are beholden to the entity they work for. So it's really important to put back that fiduciary oversight and ask some tough questions about spending. We want to be the greatest district, but we don't want to be the greatest district with the biggest amount of debt ever.
Well, I would agree with you on that. Of course, I've had my own issues with the Katy School Board. Rebecca Fox comes to mind, and I recall one particular bond issue they had, and they said, we've got to have this because we've got to build this new stadium, and we need this new science building or something. And the voters of Katy wisely voted it down. And then after we voted it down, they ultimately said, well, looky here, we had the money all along. We're going to build it anyway.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to get out and vote Saturday. May 1st is Election Day. Do your research on who you're going to vote for. I believe I'm the most conservative candidate, but, you know, take a look at everybody, but especially to make your voice heard on the bond, $676 million worth of debt on the ballot.
And well, have you any idea how much debt the school actually has currently?
Yes, they're at $1.9
billion. $1.9 billion with a B.
And their total assets are $2.2 billion, so it doesn't take much math to figure out how you become over-leveraged.
And how many students are there currently in the school system?
A little more than 85,000.
Let me see. $1.5 billion divided by 85,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm. $1.9 billion divided by 85,000.
$1.9 billion divided by 85,000. I'm actually going to do the math on that for you. God, I don't have enough numbers on my calculator.
Yep. It's a big number. And we want to pass $676 million more, so...
That means that they currently owe, for each student that is currently enrolled, and this is a number that most people can't wrap their head around. They've actually told me I'm a liar. They currently owe $17 million per student. And that's 30-year debt.
Correct.
Which means that every student that is entering kindergarten this year will have graduated high school before they paid off this debt.
Correct.
And they're getting ready to ask for more.
Exactly.
Now, all of my naysayers out there, Mark, this is what I've been trying to tell you. The school boards are lying to you. They're not telling you how much they really owe. And this is a problem because it's just like what we're doing in the United States right now. You cannot just keep printing money and hoping that it's going to go away. It's not a good deal.
Exactly.
So I can see some reasons why there'd be people that wouldn't want you on the school board, Fonnie Anderson.
There are definitely some reasons. That is one of them. Asking questions about spending is not something they like to hear.
Well, no, I would think not. But these are allegedly educated people. Do they not understand that there's a payday someday?
I think that they hope it's far enough in the future it won't affect them. They all want their legacy. It's, you know, our motto is be the legacy. I think that each of these people is trying to have their legacy in their own right rather than thinking about the whole district.
It's just hard for me to imagine, as a guy who went through the first 8 grades in a one-room schoolhouse. Well, it actually became two rooms when I got in the 6th grade. We had 2 rooms. And then I went to the big city where we had all 500 students in one building, and we had a lot of rooms. It's hard for me to imagine how in the world I ever got an education without having a natatorium.
$14 million, the 10th $14 million natatorium, not to mention the tens of thousands of dollars a year it costs to maintain and operate those. And I'm not against swim team. I grew up swimming in Katy. I have a varsity swimmer in 10th grade at Katy High School. But we don't need another natatorium.
Well, see, it just boggles my mind. I mean, you see, there's a poor guy. He never even had an auditorium. It's a wonder he can even put 2 words together. So, So, but this is a ridiculous amount of money. We've got this beautiful stadium over here. This, they used to have Super Bowls in stadiums that weren't that nice.
Yeah, a lot of money. Debt is not a legacy.
Well, my other problem is simply this. I've been an employer for many years, and thanks to Nancy Pelosi, I don't have the number of employees we used to have. But I used to have a lot of employees, and I was amazed at these kids. Some of them were freshmen in college and yet had real difficulty expressing themselves verbally or even on paper.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they couldn't spell the word battery, comes to mind.
Yeah.
I remember one of the issues with one of my aforementioned children was he brought home a paper with an A on it one time, and I could barely read it because so many words were misspelled. And so I went to the teacher and I said, how does a kid get an A on a paper like this? And said, well, we don't want to downgrade them for spelling because it might hurt their feelings and cause them to be less motivated.
Exactly. Yeah, we've moved toward this. It's curriculum, it's education, and it's discipline. We report less incidents of discipline and less incidents of, you know, illiteracy and lack of spelling. Doesn't mean that we have less of it. We're just not reporting it.
Well, I'm just concerned. You see, I, like a lot of parents, I object to the high tax bill that I get. I object to the way the taxes are meted out. As we found out, the taxing authority actually uses the WAG method to determine what to tax a business on a given device would be. That's the wild-ass guess. I actually have a recording of them telling me that. Whatever the traffic will bear. So I object to all of that. But I would object to it a lot less if when I put out a job offer, I had a guy come in that was capable of speaking and writing properly.
Exactly. You know, it's one thing to be one of the most expensive school districts for taxpayers, you know, in the state and in the state. But it's another thing if we were highly educating these kids. We're not teaching phonics. We're not teaching spelling. We're not teaching basic arithmetic. We're teaching to state assessments. We're teaching to the STAR test. And as long as we can get through that, we're an A-plus rated school district.
Well, let's talk about the STAR test. Now, I've never seen a STAR test. You know, it's illegal to look at one. My problem that I have, see, in my business, I have to have testing. If I've got employees, we're going to go out and we're going to do a job. We're going to charge a client money for that job. It has to be done well. So we have a test. And every question on that test is relevant to what these guys do every day. So if you can't get 100 on the test, you're probably not going to do well. I got a friend right now that's trying to get his truck driving license, his commercial license, having a really difficult time with some of it because the questions are so difficult. But there's nothing on that test. I asked him, I said, is there anything on that test that's irrelevant that you say, why is this question even here? He said, no, it's all stuff we need to know. So what about the STAR test? Is that relevant?
It's not relevant. It's not a measure of whether a child has basic reading or arithmetic skills. It's expensive. In fact, it's become so bureaucratic and difficult to manage and administer that the state of Texas paid $388 million to Pearson VUE and Camdia earlier this year to make sure that we can keep rolling that out over the next 4 years for students. And if it turns out that one of the tests is wrong, that's okay. We can just pay them more to give us a new test.
Oh, how nice. You see, in my line of work, if you do it wrong, you get to do it again for free. So that would boggle my mind. Well, you know, once again, if it was relevant. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I had tests where I'd have to read a paragraph, and then I would have to go through and talk about sentence structure, and I'd have to talk about, summarize what happened here, that sort of thing. Or what point do you think the author was trying to get across? I mean, not those kind of tests on the STAR test anymore?
There is some, I think we'd call that reading comprehension. There is some reading comprehension, but we're missing a lot of the basic phonics. So it's very difficult to achieve reading comprehension if you can't read.
Yes.
And we've moved from sounding out words through the phonetical method to sight words or learning
sight reading.
Right.
Whole word sight reading.
Exactly.
Not a good idea because there's a lot of words and you can't memorize them all.
Exactly.
So that is a problem. When I was in the sixth grade, my mom was concerned about my reading skills since I was going to a one-room schoolhouse. And so she sent me to summer school in the big city. And that would have been Spearfish, South Dakota. And they taught me speed reading.
Nice.
Based on phonics.
Yeah, yeah.
So revolutionized my whole outlook. But even in our school class, though, we had speed reading materials in the classroom. And any time you would get done with your work, the teacher expected you to go get that and read it. I read everything in our library when I was still in grade school.
How long did it take you to read Atlas Shrugged?
Well, Atlas Shrugged is a bit longer. That was not one of the books in my library. But I have read Moby Dick, and the biggest problem you're going to find if you ever read Moby Dick, first of all, it's two books. It's not one. It's actually two books. You have the book of everything they knew about aquarial science in those days, and then the second part is the actual story of the white whale. But there are words in that book that you can't find in any dictionary written in the last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I found a 50-year-old dictionary. Still couldn't find some of those words. But we don't teach that kind of reading and comprehension in schools anymore, and I'm desperate to know why, Bonnie Anderson.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly why, but I have a feeling that's also tied to money. So several years ago,
it's too expensive to teach our kids to read. Is that what I just heard?
I think it's not lucrative enough to teach basic phonics. So there are new programs that come out. The Lucy Calkins is what we've implemented in our elementary schools in KDISD, and it's an expensive program that took over. Took the place of phonics. No, it's a good program. You could teach phonics in addition to that, but they don't. So, you know, it all goes back to the money.
Well, I can tell you how it used to work. I mean, if you want to know what kind of a school system generated men like Thomas Jefferson or General Nathaniel Greene or George Washington, if you want to know what kind of skills those guys learned, they learned that from reading the Bible. They used to use the King James Version of the Bible. And that's how they taught reading. And it worked apparently very well because those guys are fairly erudite. I think you would agree.
I would agree. And it's not complicated. We've complicated it. It doesn't have to be. And so what we have going on now are children who are developing issues like dysgraphia or dyslexia. And so they're put into special programs and labeled for the rest of their public education careers when really they don't have issues. They just weren't taught the basics of phonics and how to read.
I see Jim Monk over in Scotland has joined. He said if they concentrated on teaching kids math and English and stopped teaching them that there are 200 different types of genders, that would be a good start.
That would be a very good start. And unfortunately, we have that seeping into KDISD as well.
Well, I have noticed that, and it's been a real problem for me because if we're going to encourage sexual confusion, that usually results in mental illness.
It does.
And then mental illness usually results in suicide. I covered a story yesterday where mom and dad didn't agree, and mom decided that her daughter was a boy. And so that was the way that her daughter was treated, and then her daughter that thought she was a boy ended up committing suicide because she just couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah, it's tough for kids. You know, kids have an identity crisis anyway. I mean, we all do. What do you want to be when you grow up? I still don't know. So, you know, you put that on kids that you have all the choices in the world of what gender you are. It doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel secure.
That shouldn't even be a choice.
It shouldn't be. They don't know what they want for breakfast. They're going to choose their gender for the day. It's stressful for them.
So, I think that we're putting unfair burdens on our children. Well, I got to tell you, some of my dealings with the KDISD in the past, for instance, with the Common Core curriculum, and I went to a couple of school board meetings to confront them about Common Core, especially after Dan Patrick said, well, we're going to make it illegal to teach Common Core in our schools. And I went there, and Rebecca Fox told me, oh, we don't teach that. And then I brought up the KDISD website and showed her where it talked about Common Core requirements being met, and at which point she didn't want to talk to me anymore.
Yeah, we have a lot of that coming from the board, which is what I've discovered, that we will say we don't have things, and it doesn't mean that we don't have them. It means that we don't talk about them. And I understand this is a nonpartisan race, but this isn't politics. Putting the burden of deciding your gender on children isn't politics. And Common Core isn't politics. It's just bad curriculum. So, you know, that's why I'm running. I'm the candidate for change, and the other candidates are for the status quo.
Well, I'm not happy with the status quo, and I would like to see that change. Are you running against Rebecca Fox, or are you both running for different positions?
I'm running against her. The incumbent is another candidate, but Rebecca Fox and I are in the same position.
Well, because I have past dealings with Rebecca Fox, I strongly endorse you, Bonnie Anderson.
Thank you, Doc.
And first of all, I've been very happy with everything you've had to say today. You actually impressed me, and I'm always a little worried when I start these things because I don't know where they're going to go. We have not talked at all.
No.
I think we met one time.
We've never had a school board discussion.
Yes, so everything here that I have asked you about was first time I've ever asked you these questions.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you guys are going to have to make your own decisions. I can tell you right now from my standpoint, and I think Bonnie might agree with me, I'll give you a chance to disagree if you like, but there's a huge bond election right now, and if you guys got any brains at all, you're going to vote it down. Because they've already spent way more money than they're going to be able to pay back in the next 30 years. And there should never again, in my opinion, be a bond election in Katy. They should figure out how to live within their means. And maybe they should sell off some of those gigantic pieces of property. I mean, they just built one right outside the studio here, about three blocks away. Maybe they should sell off some of that and use the revenue to educate our children. But that's just me. I would like to give you the last word, Bonnie Anderson.
I completely agree with you. I voted against the bond when I went to vote, and I urge all residents of KDIC to get out there and vote against the bond and do your research on the trustees. And, again, I believe I'm the most conservative, but please do your research and vote for the trustee of your choice. There are two positions, position 6 I'm running for and position 7. And, you know, KDIC elections typically have a very low voter turnout. So it takes 5 minutes. There are 12 or 13 polling locations on Saturday. They're open all day Saturday. It's really important for people to get out there and vote against this debt.
Well, the question was asked, who's the guy handing you notes? That would be Sean, and he is her campaign manager. And he and I also have not discussed any of this. And I feel like that you answered these very well. I don't think you were reading notes per se to answer these things. You're not doing a Joe Biden on me, are you?
I'm not. No, I have a couple of notes here. Don't forget to mention it. So,
okay.
In case you didn't bring it up.
All right. Yeah. Is there anything we missed?
Well, you know, one of the things, if you don't mind, if I have a chance talking about it, we talked about spending. We talked about gender, but just to touch a little bit more on harmful curriculum. Mm-hmm. So we saw the Common Core sneak in, even though you were told by a trustee that it wasn't happening, it was happening.
Yes, even though technically very it's illegal,
open.
According to the lieutenant governor.
Exactly. So, you know, we have a few other things coming down the pipe that we want to make sure that we're keeping out of the schools. Those are the 1619 Project and Critical Race Theory. And, you know,
those things are absolutely abominable.
They are abominable. The rewrites of history, and then the critical race theory is deeply rooted in Marxist principles.
Yes, it has nothing to do with race,
it has
per se.
Exactly. And, you know, these words are already sneaking into the vernacular for KDIC. We have the board president who's in a video this week about the bond, telling everybody to go vote for the bond. And in this video, she says, make sure that you vote for the bond. It's to ensure equity in the district. And there's a big difference between equity and equality.
Yeah, that's a red flag there.
Uh-huh.
When you start talking about equity,
exactly.
When you start talking about sustainable. Anytime you see those words, those are red flags that something is not right here.
Exactly. So it's really important to get out there and, again, vote on Saturday, because we are starting to advertise things like equity in this district, and those are very harmful ideologies.
Well, I think all students, particularly today in Texas, all students have equity.
Yes.
Every student enters school. Every student has the equal opportunity to study. every student has equal opportunity to go to the library and check out books.
Yes.
Every student, I can't think of a single situation where they've said, well, you can't do that because you're the wrong skin color.
Correct. We don't have equal outcomes, but we do have equal opportunities. And
yes,
they're trying to guarantee the outcomes.
So if you want to excel in band, then you go to band class and you practice more than the other kids.
Exactly.
And I'm a musician. I was very fond, though. I'm a big DCI guy, Drum Corps International. And I remember my favorite shirts that I saw there. Somewhere, someone is practicing. And when they meet you in competition, they will beat you.
Yep. My son does percussion. He has a shirt, Weapons of Mass Percussion.
Well, I love that. So, all right. Well, Bonnie Anderson, you have my unqualified endorsement in this race. I certainly hope that you do well. How can people help you? You probably need some people to stand around with signs 100 feet away from the polling place, right?
Yes, that would be great. I have signs. You can contact me on my website, or I don't mind giving out my number.
Please give out your number.
Sure, 713-443-3065 if you'd like to volunteer to be a sign holder or a poll watcher. We need more poll watchers for Saturday.
713-443-3065. We need poll watchers. We need sign holders. And, yeah, Jim jumped in. He said, well, actually, I'm fat, but I identify as thin, therefore I'm trans slender. So, you know, folks, we laugh to keep from crying. It's just that bad. And, yeah, Melody said they can't even decide on what to wear.
Yes.
Yeah, at that age, let alone decide what sex they are. You're absolutely right. We need some common sense back, and I personally commend you for taking this stand. It's difficult. I mean, you're a mom. You got three kids, and then you got a husband.
I do. I have the three kids, the husband, so four kids, a full-time job.
That's what my wife would say.
Yeah. full-time job, and, you know, this is a volunteer position. There's no pay for this, and this isn't about ego or being a politician to me. It's about trying to pull the reins in on the issues in this district and give it back to the kids and the teachers.
Well, at least two of your children look to be younger, so they've got a possibility of being in the school system for some period of time.
They do, yeah.
So, well, look, I would like the public school system to work. I personally don't think it's possible, but I would like it to work. So I support you, and I commend you for doing what you're doing. Bonnie Anderson, you can find her at Anderson, the number 4, Katie.com. Anderson4Katie.com. And I'm sure if I don't see anyone in the chat room that's not impressed. So,
Thank you.
That's good. All right, we're going to be right back. We got a lot more for you. I've got news I haven't gotten to today, and we're going to hit it. Thank you very much, Bonnie Anderson.
Thank you, Doc.
Join us in the chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Hey there, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Mexicans. Are you tired of running and hiding from the drug cartels and corrupt police officers? Do you fear Ebola may infect you or your family? Maybe it's time for you to take that long American vacation you only dreamed about. Come to Dilley, Texas. You might even get to meet Governor Greg Abbott as you move into your new luxury apartment. Move easily from your living quarters to the many playrooms. Enjoy the communal areas stocked with a variety of snacks and drinks. Relax in the library and stay fit in the exercise room.
You and your children will be impressed with the outdoor park-like settings. Even better, free instruction from state-certified teachers. You'll receive things that no American veteran will ever get. Should you fall ill after your arrival, don't worry, your plan includes free medical care. And while you're enjoying a plethora of educational and recreational opportunities, you will be able to entertain your illegal friends and relatives. Don't worry about breaking the law. Your taxpayer-supplied attorneys will take care of everything. Come to Dilley, Texas.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
One of the premier property management companies in Texas, providing below market rates with above market amenities and service. Hartman has owned and operated commercial office properties since 1983, offering premium office space at an affordable price by saving businesses a significant amount of money by keeping taxes, utilities, and maintenance low. With over 30 years in commercial leasing in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, we have learned exactly what our customers require.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Managed on Christian principles, with a strong dedication to community benevolence. Whether you need 1,000 or 10,000 square foot of office space, Hartman has that space in one of nearly 50 Texas locations.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Energy-efficient buildings, customer-friendly experts, supporters of conservative causes. A Texas-owned and operated business for 30 years. A proud corporate sponsor of RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hartman, the power of proven results.
Visit Hartman online, hi-reit.com. Call 800-880-2212 or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey, Barry the Music Man here for Tejas Smoke Depot. They have everything you need when it comes to smoke. Check out the 150-square-foot walk-in humidor filled with a huge selection of fine cigars. Or give them a call at 830-990-1472 and order up what you want. Maybe you like to roll your own. They have it. Maybe you need a gift for a smoker in the family. How about a new pipe? They have a large selection, even a cross-section of great beers in stock. In a hurry? Come by and use the drive-thru. Located at 1639 West Highway 290 in Fredericksburg, Texas. Out of town? Visit them at the website, TejasSmokeDepot.com, or call 830-990-1472. That's 830-990-1472. It's smoking.
Being a good corporate citizen, multi-million-dollar corporations should just be paying their school property taxes to educate the workforce they will want to hire. Learn more at chapter313.org. Tell your state rep and your state senator not to renew Chapter 313 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Find out who your rep and senator is at wrm.capital.texas.gov/home.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty NewManna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. You have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore? Call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006.
8006, gasproductservices.com.
This is Texas Freedom Force, a non-political, non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas history. When 4,000 subversives marched on the Alamo in 2020, they intended to destroy it. Sadly, the Texas Park Police and SAPD were powerless to save it. Only TITFF stood together and held the line, preventing these vandals from destroying one of the most important monuments in the world. If you want to support Texas history, go to TXFreedomForce.org now and sign up. TXFreedomForce.org. Freedom fighter.
I defend my kids. Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my family.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my country.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my workplace.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my animals.
Selfdefensefund.com.
I defend my sister.
Selfdefensefund.com. No one ever hopes to have to use their weapon in self-defense. But if you do, be protected. Your family, your business, your loved ones are counting on you. SelfDefenseFund.com.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.
And we're back, and for the people at AVRN, I'm going to hit a quick reboot here because our video is getting wonky, and I don't know why that is. And once again, you know, it's I pay for Zoom. So stand by. It's coming right back for you. Hey there, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Mexicans. Are you tired of running and hiding from the drug cartels and corrupt police officers? Do you fear Ebola may infect you or your family? Maybe it's time for you to take that long American vacation you only dreamed about. Come to Dilley, Texas. You might even get to meet Governor Greg Abbott as you move into your new luxury apartment. Move easily from your living quarters to the many playrooms. Enjoy the communal area stocked with a variety of snacks and drinks. Relax in the library and stay fit in the exercise room. You and your children will be impressed with the outdoor park-like settings. Even better, free instruction from state-certified teachers. You'll receive things that no American veteran will ever get. Should you fall ill after your arrival, don't worry, your plan includes free medical care. And while you're enjoying a plethora of educational and recreational opportunities, you will be able to entertain your illegal friends and relatives. Don't worry about breaking the law. Your taxpayer-supplied attorneys will take care of everything. Come to Dilley, Texas. A precinct chair meeting the other night. And so she got to talk to a lot of people and reach them and... you know, for free, whatever. And she knows I have a radio show. She did not ask to be on the show. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I did not ask her to be on the show. You guys might be surprised, but I'm really kind of a nice guy, and I don't like to beat people up. And sometimes if you ask questions, it's the equivalent of beating them up. So it's just that simple. And so I didn't want to beat her up. I'm sure she's probably a very nice lady and a good wife and all that stuff. But I know that politically, while she may claim to be conservative, she's done some absolutely positively horrible things. And, so as in the school system, including lying to me, which is never good. So I'm just telling you that. Anyway, hopefully the video appears to look better now over there on AVRN, and of course all you guys on Facebook. I don't think we even had a glitch with you on Facebook. So once again, and Perry is putting a wake up swamp call. Diana Ploss tonight at 4 p.m. Don't forget, she's got a big show this Saturday. You guys don't want to miss that one. So. And Melody said, me too. We need to make a flag for this. Well, indeed. But please help. And I appreciate all of you guys that watch this show and that do what you do politically. Because there are other things we could do. Leftist professors are proposing to strip Christians of their rights if they don't get vaccinated. That's right. Once again, you know, what does the Bible say? And he who hath not the mark was neither able to buy nor sell. I don't think that's a direct quote, but you get the point. If you don't have the mark, I mean the vaccine, you're not going to be able to participate. I should point out that in this particular case, we had this young mother, and she gets the vaccine, and it paralyzed her legs. She felt extreme pain in her neck before waking up and found that she was paralyzed from the neck down 24 hours after taking the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Brandy McFadden, mother of three, hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks. Her story has not been reported by any of the mainstream media. So she says that our youngest is like, Mommy, you ever going to walk again? You know, young kids, you depend on your mother. I still kind of depend on my mother, and I'm not a young kid anymore. But the woman, she is, fairly young. You know, they say if you're 70 years of age and older, you should get the shot because you're likely to die if you get it. But she took the vaccine, and she got her second one. She said within a couple of hours, she started feeling an unusual sensation in her legs, and then it just turned into horrible pain. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Government and mainstream media have been pushing this thing in a way I've never seen. I'm seeing buses now that have advertisements to get the COVID shot. The VA calls me every week and says, come in and get your free COVID shot. I'm not doing it. You know why? I read This Perfect Day by Ira Levine. Now, I know that none of you have ever read that book. This Perfect Day by Ira Levine. You probably read his other book, The Stepford Wives. But The Stepford Wives, by comparison, was a comic book. The book to read by Ira Levine is called This Perfect Day. And what every time I hear this song, Wooden Ships on the Water by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, it sounds like the song that should be the prelude for This Perfect Day. But you guys, you should get that book if you possibly can. I don't know if it's available out there. I'm sure there are some old copies available on eBay. But you should read it. I've read that book. You're not going to get me to take the vaccine. Not going to do it. I guess if it would fix my acid reflux, maybe I would take it. I don't know. No, I'm not taking it even then. So I'm just not going to do it. This is bad news, but this is where we're headed, folks. If you don't take the vaccine, you get nothing. And by the way, every time I share that link on the Polish pastor, nobody sees it. Any of you guys on my page, do you see it? Because I can't believe it. I've got 5,000 friends on the Doc Green page, and if I post something, you know, I should be getting 100 people that like it. No, I post stuff and I get nobody that likes it. Now, 5,000 friends, folks, I didn't go out there saying, hey, would you be my pal? No, these are people that requested friendship. So, anyway, I wanted to finish up on this story that I started earlier with gas shortages. Driving a tanker truck is pretty dangerous. It's long hours, it's hard to get your license, and job turnover is very, very high because a lot of guys, they get out there on the road, and it's okay for a few months, but after that, they just can't stand it.
had the same problem when I was a traveling musician. I used to have a touring band. I remember one year we went through 16 drummers. Now, some of the drummers we went through because they just weren't good enough. But I had several musicians that quit because after 3 or 4 months on the road, they just couldn't do it anymore. And it's just the way that it is. I didn't have that problem. Why? Because I toured with my wife and my kids. So for me, home was literally where I hung my hat or where I laid down my guitar. It didn't matter where I was because I had the things that were most important to me, my wife and my kids, with me everywhere I went. So I was always at home. But truckers can't usually do that. I know some truckers take their wife on the road, but, you know, you can't take your wife and 3 kids on the road because there just isn't room in the cab for all of that. So it's been a real problem. We've already got gas stations in Arizona, Florida, and Missouri that are experiencing shortages. But because of the policies of the Harris administration, it's going to get worse. He has done everything he can. She has done everything that she can to destroy the American energy industry, to put Americans out of work. Holly McCormick, with Grundyke Transport, you've seen their trucks on the road, said, look, sometimes we're even just hauling boxes for Amazon to keep our truckers busy. Because a lot of the drivers didn't want to have to go through the additional safety protocol training, and they're getting older. And many have said, you know what, I think it's just time for me to retire. So to make it worse for the fuel logistics industry, McCormick said the pandemic has had another effect. It's made it complicated to find drivers that will even take these positions. Schools are not training anyone that can take their part. And to do a CDL to haul fuel, you have to have additional certifications. So somewhere between 40 and 60,000 drivers that applied to take these jobs were disqualified because they also had past issues with drugs or alcohol. You cannot have drug or alcohol issues and be a truck driver. You can be a drug addict and become president, but you cannot be a drug addict and become a driver. You can be an alcoholic and become president, but you can't be an alcoholic and be a driver. So McCormick said that Grundyke has doubled their pay just to attract recruits. And that extra cost, of course, has to be passed on if indeed you can find a, quote, wet pump. That is a pump that's got gasoline in it. But this has been a real problem. And none of this is accidental. I'm going to lay it out for you. It's just as simple. The United States has been taken over by another country. We've been taken over by China. We have been attacked by China's minions in Washington, D.C., here in Texas. We are being attacked right now by their soldiers. They're not wearing uniforms. They're just coming across the border, and it's like a plague of locusts. They're destroying everything they see. So it's an attack. It's plain and simple. So what should be your response? Well, I'll tell you what should be your response. You should join a local militia and learn how to be part of a military unit. Because that's the only way we're going to solve this problem. We've got to go to Washington and clean house. When I say clean house, I mean mop the floors. Now, Creepy Joe, the vice president, he spent his time attempting to ban certain language that relates to the crisis. According to Breitbart, Texas, he issued a policy change prohibiting both customs and customs enforcement from using the word alien, unaccompanied alien children, undocumented alien, illegal alien, and assimilation. Those words are forbidden. Now, what kind of country do you live in where you have forbidden words? Of course, a communist country. It's double plus good. Indeed, the policy that went into effect on April the 19th mandates that you use the term non-citizen, undocumented non-citizen, and civic integration. The policy change is absurd on multiple levels. But this is where we're headed, folks. We just keep changing the word. And we have already had over a million people that have flooded into this country just in the first 3 months of America. First 3 months of this year. All right, God bless you guys. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow. Same doc time, same doc channel. Thank you for joining me. I so appreciate it.
Please return to the Doc Green Show. This is Marvin the Martian. When you miss it, you make me very, very angry.